You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and as an expert in all things energy, on the show this week, I've decided we're going to be taking a look at your body clock over a 24-hour period. You see, I'd like you to see what it can tell you about the physical and emotional ease or dis-ease that you might have in your body and your mind. Now, a number of my clients kept waking up in the early hours of the morning and they were asking me about this. Is there an energetic reason for it? And what I explained to them is what I'm sharing with you on the show today too. So I hope you enjoy the feature. So my clients can't get a good night's sleep. They're waking up in the middle of the night and they can't get back to sleep. They can't seem to break out of this increasingly annoying habit either. One of them said to me, it's like my body knows what time it is and suddenly decides to wake me up. And it does it at the same time every night. and they said, can you help me? Well, yes, of course I can help. But part of that helping is first coming to terms with the fact that your body does actually work very much like a well-tuned clock. And because of that, you can tell an awful lot about what's happening either physically in the body or what could be happening consciously or subconsciously in the emotions and the mind. Now, if they, for example, my clients, are waking up at the same time every night, I wonder how much knowing about their body clock and how it also interrelates with the emotions might help them to get back to having that undisturbed night's sleep that they want and that they deserve. So they're trying it out at the moment. They've tried out some of my suggestions, and no doubt in the future I will tell you how they got on. But understanding about this reaches beyond broken nights. What I'd like you to understand, and this is what I told them, is that your body actually follows a really strict timetable every day. It's kind of a rejuvenation, maintenance kind of cycle. And with each hour of the day, your body clock follows the journey of your life force energy, your chi, as it moves through the body from one organ system to the next. Now, this journey actually takes 24 hours, and in traditional Chinese medicine, the journey has been extensively mapped. It's where we've got a lot of our understanding of that journey of the qi, this life force energy, where that comes from. Now, you can say that if you're waking up in the middle of the night most nights, there has to be an issue. And because we say with a lot of certainty which of the organ systems the life force qi is moving through at any given time, we should be able to tell you what is the root cause of the wakefulness and emotional dis-ease you're suffering from at any time of the day or the night. So what you can then choose to do about it is up to you, though I can offer a few suggestions to inspire you here in my show. And these are the ones that I use to inspire my clients as well. During a 24-hour period, life force qi moves through each of the different organ systems. It spends 2 hours roughly in each organ system, and 12 hours of the day are all about drawing, maintaining and restoring energies inwards, kind of our resting and sleeping time, our healing time, if you like. And then the other 12 hours, the other half of the day, are all about supporting more of those really active daytime activities that we take part in. If we were to trace the steps that life force energy takes around your body, where would we go and what organ would we visit? How do you feel physically during those hours? Is there any disease emotionally that's showing up? Do you have a time of the day when you feel your life force energy or emotional energy dips? And if you do, what time is it? Knowing the clock will help you remedy your situation.
Life with you, and they say. just came to see.
That makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I'm going to go through each of the different two-hour periods, and I'm going to start with 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the morning is the time of the large intestines, making it a perfect time to actually have your first bowel movement of the day. That removes toxins from the day before. It's also the ideal time to wash your body, comb your hair, brush your skin. Imagine you are sweeping out unnecessary energy from the body and from the mind. Emotionally, this time of the day is associated with defensiveness or feelings of being stuck. If you feel this when you wake up, perhaps you could be doing more to support your large intestines and detoxing mechanisms. By eliminating toxins well, you may find that those feelings of defensiveness and stagnation move along too. What about the other way round? This counts for every of the two-hour periods I'm going to be talking about. Would changing your defensive, stagnating thoughts first thing in the morning mean that you could actually do a really effective poop more effectively when you go first thing? 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Next, we're on to 7 to 9am. It's the time of the stomach. If you want optimum digestion and absorption, then eat your most potentially nutritious food at this time of the day, 7am to 9am. Keep this meal warm rather than cold if you can, because that also makes a difference. Emotionally, this time of the day is associated with disgust or despair if there's dis-ease there. These are really low vibrational energies, aren't they? And they're going to affect your digestion and absorption of food. So if you catch yourself getting into these emotions whilst eating this important meal of the day, flip yourself straight out by being deliberately more positive. Demand positivity at meal times. Negative emotions like disgust or despair can stop you from absorbing your nutrition properly. Oh, and don't skip this first dynamic meal of the day. I know so many people that do. Any time benefit you receive by missing the meal in your hurry to get to wherever you're going to first thing in the morning will be robbed back off you again in the form of less beneficial digestion and absorption of it later on. If you feel that the good food you're eating at this time of the day isn't benefiting you much either, then perhaps you need to work more on emotions of disgust or despair instead. Maybe stop judging everything so much. 7 till 9am. Now, from 9 till 11am is the time of your pancreas and your spleen. Special enzymes are released by the pancreas and the spleen that help us to digest food and to release energy for the day. Now, this is the ideal time to exercise and to focus on getting the tasks done. Do what is likely to tax you the most at this time, 9 till 11am. Now, I know lots of people who get an 11 o'clock dip here. They have mentioned it to me. And so what they do is they grab a snack or something sugary to pep up their energy and their energy field. Now, actually, they might be better off listening to a 5-minute podcast that raises their self-esteem. You see, it can be emotions associated with self-esteem issues that create that mid-morning slump in the first place. 9 till 11am. 11 till 1 is the time of your heart. The heart's the pump for energy, for nutrition, for so much that happens in the body. Emotionally, it's also associated with feelings of joy and with feelings of sadness. I would bless your food before you eat it. Take a moment to be grateful and thankful for what you do have and that you love in your life. Perhaps indulge in a power nap if you can sneak one. Meditate or listen to a relaxing, joyful piece of classical music. Higher vibrational states around this time of the day are going to bring joy as an antidote to sadness, and it will lift and benefit your heart as well. 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. 1 till 3 in the afternoon is the time of the small intestines, and it's when food eaten earlier in the day will complete its digestion and assimilation. This is also another good time to become more active. So maybe do some exercise, even though what you might really want to do, according to some of my clients, is take a short nap. If you can get away with a power nap, then I say why not? But emotionally, you may find this can be a time when you're feeling vulnerable or you struggle with feelings of not fitting in, of being abandoned or rejected. So perhaps rather than taking a nap, you might choose to do some activities during this time of the day that bring you closer to the people that you know are going to love you back. Maybe send them a message of love or appreciation, and then one comes flying back to you too. 1 till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Between 3 and 5 in the afternoon is the time of the bladder, when your metabolic wastes move into the kidneys. The kidneys have got the most amazing filtration system. Now, emotionally at this time, you may find that you feel irritated or timid. What I would suggest is have a few extra glasses of fluids to flush those emotions away. Drink lots of fresh drinks, as this is really going to help with the detoxification processes in hand in the bladder at this time of the day as well. 3 till 5pm. Between 5 and 7 is the time of the kidneys. Your blood is being filtered and the kidneys work to maintain proper chemical balances. This is the perfect time to have dinner and to activate your circulation, either by going for a gentle stroll, having a massage, a simple luxurious swim, or maybe doing some gentle stretching. Emotionally and often subconsciously, we do start to have thoughts about fear or terror at this time of the day. So that stroll, the swim, the massage or the like will soon soothe away those terrors. 5 till 7 in the evening. Between 7 and 9 in the evening is the time of circulation, when nutrients are carried to each and every cell of the body. Rest, read, power down, and don't do anything that stimulates your mind to wake up. This is the perfect time for touch, for caressing, and for expressing your emotions of love. It's also a time when emotionally you can feel the lack of touch, the lack of caresses, and expressing your emotions if it's missing. And if it is, then it could affect your circulation too. How can you build in some me time between 7 and 9 at night, some self-care time, so that you get the positive feeling you need at this time of the day? A bath, a face pack, some personal grooming. The choice is yours. Self-care between 7 and 9. Now, 9 till 11, we're getting a bit later now, is the time of the triple burner, or triple heater it can be called. This is all about the endocrine system, where the body's balance is adjusted and essential enzymes are replenished. Getting to sleep 9 till 11 at this time is really important, so the body can conserve energy for the following day. I've been practicing this recently. It felt a little bit difficult to go to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock at first, but now it's the bedtime of choice for me. The difference I feel inside of myself is quite remarkable. Emotionally, 9 till 11 o'clock at night is associated with paranoia and confusion. So get yourself a clear and simple bedtime routine and stick to it like I did, absolutely rigidly, until it becomes second nature. Get your bed space well organized and tidy. Have your bed warm and comforting and ready and waiting for you to get into between 9 and 11 o'clock at night. Between 11 and 1 in the morning is the time of the gallbladder. And if you'd like to feel really energised when you wake up, ready to start the day, then by now you should be well into the land of Nod. Now, they say and have proved that every hour of sleep before midnight almost counts twice every hour after midnight. And I have to say, I find that getting to bed and asleep at 10 o'clock, I really do feel refreshed. And I'm sure it's those 2 hours before midnight that fill me right up. So get to bed by 9:30, lights out, no technology in the room by 10 o'clock, so you can benefit from this amazing re-energising time. Now, emotionally, watch out for feelings of resentment. They make an appearance around about this time of the day. And if you find yourself becoming resentful, what I do is I would always suggest switch to thinking about the Hawaiian Ho'oponopono instead. Now, it's a Hawaiian forgiveness and reconciliation mantra, and it will cancel out those feelings of resentment if they're creeping up in your emotional systems. It knocks resentful emotions on the head. It goes like this. You say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. and you say that small, short mantra at least 20 times with meaning, and you will find that resentfulness, all of it starts to evaporate away. That was 11 till 1 o'clock. 1 till 3 a.m. It should come as absolutely no surprise to you whatsoever that unless you're flying away on an exotic holiday, you should be asleep during those hours. No question about it. This is the time of the liver, and I can't stress how important this time is. It's a time when toxins are released from the body and your fresh new blood is made. If you find yourself waking during this time, you could have issues with your liver, of course, or your detoxification pathways, or you could be waking up because you are trying to release anger, frustration, and rage in a completely different way. This was really key for one of my clients who was waking up during this time. They said to me, "Oh my goodness, I would wake up and then I'd start to get really frustrated about the fact that I was awake at a time when I wanted to be asleep." She could totally associate with the releasing of the anger, the frustration and the rage. She just hadn't associated with it in quite the right way. As soon as she knew this was about anger, frustration and rage, she could focus on something when she woke up, which was an antidote to those things. And sure enough, she's already told me she's starting to go back to sleep at that time much, much more easily. We're still waiting for her not to wake up in the first place, but both of us feel it's only a matter of time. 3 till 5 a.m. then, we've nearly finished the 24-hour body clock. The time of the lungs. Again, this is the time when the body should be asleep and you should be sleeping soundly. The lungs are about replenishing the body with oxygen. I always keep a window ajar in my bedroom at night all year round, and it keeps the air fresh and the supply to my lungs plentiful. I don't have and I won't have any kind of synthetic perfumes in the bedroom or air fresheners. I don't want my lungs to breathe in anything like that as I'm trying to fill them up with oxygen during the night. Now, I sometimes even use an air purifier in the room, a little machine which filters and purifies the air. And that also keeps the airspace clean as well if the weather outside seems to be dank or in some way a little bit grubby. If you're waking up at this time of the night, then I think you're probably processing emotions of grief and sadness. There's grief and sadness there that you haven't yet come to terms with. Now, if you can relate to this, what I'd like you to do is to keep yourself warm in bed, snuggled up, and try some gentle breathing exercises. Imagine as you breathe in, you're breathing in cleansing, uplifting light. And as you breathe out, what's happening is you're releasing a little bit more of that sadness, a little bit more of that grief. That's 3 till 5 a.m. Traditional Chinese medicine has a lot to teach us, doesn't it? Look at your organs and how well those systems are functioning. Look at the emotional aspect as well. Can focusing and benefit on one make a change to the other? I think it can. I really hope you're going to have some success with this. If you do, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines.
wicked sides. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. They judge us simply cause our hair is long. All you know that we've got to find. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at Ask Amanda Nelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.